Chapter 24, Officer Friendly. I find a crack to look out through the boarded up windows. The siren has stopped whooping, but there it is, a white cop car kicking up dust as it comes down the main street, heading for the railway station. The cop car has a big star on the side and sheriff spelled out in gold. Worm is looking out through the same crack and she's not making a sound. She doesn't act scared exactly. It's like she's got the switch inside and she just turns herself off somehow. The sheriff's car pulls up in front of the station. The sun glints off the windshield so you can't see inside. But the driver's door opens right away, and this short, stocky dude gets out, wearing a white cowboy hat and a gold star on his shirt pocket. He cups his hand to his mouth and calls out, "Anybody home?" When nothing happens, he looks around, squinting at all the broken downtown. He snugs down his hat, hitches up his belt, and spits in the dirt, which I must admit he does in a pretty cool way. Then he kind of shrugs him to himself, walks back to the cop car, and opens the door like he's going to get inside and drive away. But he doesn't drive off. Not yet. He comes back out of the cruiser with a shiny metal thing in his hand. At first I think it's a gun, but then he holds it up to his mouth and clicks it on. Megaphone. "Howdy, folks. This is Sheriff Goodman. I'm the law here in this county, and if there's anyone around, please come out and say hello. Nobody gets arrested, nothing like that. Just want to make sure you're okay." The last word echoes up from the tunnel behind us. K-K-K. And there's nothing I'd like better than to give myself up to Officer Friendly here. Let him figure out what to do about Worm. A dude who can spit so cool probably could figure out the most of anything, right? Wrong. Because my brain knows he's just acting friendly so he can get us to surrender. And then he'll lock me in jail and throw away the key and send Worm back to a rotten stepfather. Because in real life, stuff like never has a happy ending like it does on TV. I learned that a long time ago, and my brain won't let me forget it. You can tell Sheriff Goodman is listening hard, so me and Worm don't make a peep. We hardly breathe. When he doesn't hear anything, he switches on the megaphone again and goes, "Maybe I got it wrong and there's nobody here, but if there is, please remember one thing. The old mining tunnels are very dangerous. Repeat, stay out of the tunnels." He starts to lower the megaphone and then remembers to say, "Have a nice day," before he turns it off for good. The sheriff looks like he's about ready to give up when suddenly the passenger swings open. At first, I can't see who's in there. All I can do is hear one boot hit the dirt, then the other. And then he's unfolding himself from inside the cop car and standing tall and thin and dark as a shadow. The Undertaker. Come to get us.